course with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. His faithful Indian companion, Tonto, a daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. Hey, Silver!
Matt Lake, the son of the sheriff of Big Rock, was arrested as one of four men who had committed a robbery. Though innocent, he was convicted and sent to prison. It was 5 years later when the truth came out. A deathbed confession of one of the real criminals cleared Matt Lake of guilt. The Lone Ranger had been given a copy of that confession by his friend, the governor, together with the governor's pardon, and had been asked to deliver them. Meantime, Matt Lake had left prison on parole, so the masked man and Tonto hurried toward Big Rock. They drew rein on the crest of a tree-covered hill near town.
Why we stop here, Kimasabi?
This is as far as I'm going, Tonto.
No. You not deliver pardon and confession to Sheriff?
No. For this mask, the Sheriff will ask a lot of questions. He doesn't know me. I think you better deliver these documents to the Sheriff.
Me do it. It's too bad Matt not know about pardon before him leave prison on parole.
Yes, if we'd reached the prison a day earlier, we could have given it to him. But we've traveled fast, Tonto. Matt can't be far ahead of us.
That's right.
While you're in town, see what you can learn about the three criminals named in the confession. That was Perry West, Brownie Owens, and Sky Menard.
Owens, Menard, already wanted below. But fella named Perry West, him not known as crook.
All the more reason why he's probably still living in Big Rock. He doesn't know that the confession named him as a man who helped frame Matt Lake into prison.
Me think Sheriff Lake be plenty glad to learn names of men who frame son.
Yes, you're right, Tonto. Be sure to give the papers to the sheriff personally. Perry West will try to escape if he learns of the confession before the sheriff has a chance to arrest him.
Easy, Scott. Easy, fella. You not worry, Kemosabe. Me not give papers to anyone but sheriff.
I'll meet you here at sundown.
Adios.
Adios.
Get him up, Scott.
Meanwhile, Matt Lake had arrived in the town of Big Rock. He went directly to his father's office. Crossing the porch with long strides, he shouted as he rushed through the open door.
Dad! Dad!
At the sound of his son's voice, the sheriff turned quickly from his desk.
Matt,
My son, you're home.
That's right, Dad. Oh, gosh, it's great to see you.
Matt, let me look at you. Why, I didn't know the stage was in. Must be running ahead of schedule.
As far as I know, it's right on time, Dad. I didn't wait for the stage.
You traveled alone?
Yeah, I figured I could get here a couple hours earlier that way.
I got a letter a month ago saying you were to be paroled.
The parole came through 2 weeks ago. I have my papers here.
Yeah. You're pale, Matt. You've lost weight.
Territorial prison's no health resort, Dad.
It's not meant to be.
Dad, I know it's been mighty tough for you. Having a son with a criminal record,
We'll not talk about it, Matt.
I didn't commit that robbery. Somebody put enough of the stolen cash in my saddlebags to frame me.
Matt, I did my best to prove that you'd been framed, but the evidence stood up in court.
Yeah, I know. It convicted me.
Well, now that you're free, Matt, there's only one thing you'll have to remember.
What's that, Dan?
You've been paroled to me. Even though you're my son, if you get into trouble, even a fist fight...
I know. It'll be a violation of my parole.
Right. I'd have to send you back to prison.
But don't worry, Dan. I'll stay in the clear.
Yeah, town looks different. Even the people have changed. I saw a lot of new faces on my way here.
Big Rock's growing. One of these days it'll be an important place.
Oh, is Janie West still around?
Yes. She hasn't married.
Oh.
Her dad died a couple of years ago.
Oh, that's too bad. Who's running the ranch?
The West place belongs to Henry Ferris now.
Well, how come Janie sold out?
Well, Janie didn't have much to say about it, son. Her dad left the place to Perry, Janie's older brother. Perry gambled the ranch away.
He never was any good.
I reckon Janie used most of the cash she inherited from her dad to pay a lot of Perry's debts.
Where's she living, Dad?
In a rooming house.
Gosh, I'd like to see her.
Then you'd better go over to the Goldenrod Cafe.
Huh?
Janie's working there. She sings and waits on tables.
She what?
That's right, son. Her job means the difference between eating and starving. Perry's not making enough to take care of.
Of all the things I ever... If that's the stage, it's ahead of schedule.
Loaded with trouble from the sound of things. What's wrong, Hank?
Sheriff, the stage was robbed.
Get down from that driver's seat, Hank, and tell me what happened.
Two fellas stopped me about 5 miles outside of town. They stole cash and jewelry from the passengers and took everything else they could carry away.
What did the critters look like?
Well, their faces were covered, Sheriff. But one of my passengers recognized them. Said they were Brownie Owens and Sky Menard.
I'll talk to your passenger and get a description. Then we'll backtrack the stage and pick up the trail.
Want my help, Dad?
No. I'll round up a posse to ride with me, son. You might as well stay here and renew old acquaintances.
Well, if you're sure you'll not need me.
Now, go on, Matt. Janie's about due to finish work at the Goldenrod. Come along, Hank. I want to question your passengers. We'll see how much was stolen.
All right, Sheriff.
Janie West was alone in the Goldenrod Cafe when Matt came through the batwing doors.
Matt Lake, I didn't know you were in town.
Oh, I haven't been here long. How are you, Janie?
Fine. Oh, it's so good to see you.
Sit down, Janie. Let's talk.
Oh, wait, Matt. Let me clear the tables. Mr. Horton doesn't like dirty dishes piled.
Oh, is Horton around?
No, he's in his office. Now, you sit right there. I'll be through in just a few minutes.
Matt sat down to wait for Janie. A few minutes later, Tonto arrived in town and learned that the sheriff had left with a posse to search for stage robbers. While waiting for the lawman's return, the Indian made a number of inquiries about Brownie Owens and Sky Menard. People looked at the Indian with a curious expression but gave no information. Finally, he entered the Goldenrod Cafe directly across the street from the sheriff's office where he had left Scout at the hitch rail. There were just two people in the cafe, a man and a woman who sat at a corner table. Tonto didn't know that the man was Matt Lake. He hesitated to interrupt their conversation, so he stood beside the door. Janie and Matt weren't aware of his presence.
Oh, Janie, I was afraid I'd never see you again. When you didn't write, I...
I hated to write, and and tell you about losing the ranch man.
Dad told me about it. What's your brother doing?
Perry? Nothing. I've been so worried about him, Matt. I know he's headed for trouble, and I've tried to tell him so. He gets very angry whenever I talk about it.
Janie!
Well, who's that?
Well, it sounds like Perry. He must have come in the back way.
Yeah. When I heard this polecat was back in town heading for the Goldenrod, I figured he'd try to see you. Come on, Janie, we're going home.
Oh, but Perry...
Why shouldn't I see Janie?
Ever since Dad died, your father's been following me around with sermons about gambling. I put up with him, but I don't have to put up with this convict son. You stay away from Janie.
Perry, you have no right to...
Shut up!
What...
All right, Tinhorn, I'm a convict. But I'll see Janie until she tells me otherwise.
I'm warning.
Save your warnings. Janie's old enough to pick her friends.
He's right, Perry.
Siding against me, huh, Janie? Well,
Look out!
Tonto, standing near the door, saw Perry West make a sudden grab at his holster. He could also see that Matt was unarmed. Before Perry could raise his gun, Tonto fired. The Indian's bullet struck Perry's gun, and the shot brought Mr. Horton, the owner of the Goldenrod, running from his office. As the young gambler reached for a knife he carried in his belt, Matt's fist connected with Perry's chin. Perry staggered and fell to the floor.
What's going on here?
Oh, Mr. Horton.
Who fired that shot?
Well, I reckon the Indian fired to keep Perry from drawing.
Perry? This teller, Perry West?
That's right, Injun.
Oh... My jaw.
Come on your feet, Tinhorn.
Why, you... Matt, I saw you knock Perry down.
Well, he had no call to draw on me. I'm not armed.
Armed or not, you've been in town less than 2 hours, and you've started trouble already. I know the law, and I know what trouble means to fellows like you. I'll see that you go back where you come from.
Mr. Horton, you'd send me back to prison for what I just did?
Yes.
Oh, but Matt didn't start the fight.
He's a troublemaker, and I'll file charges against him. I'll charge him with assault and battery.
And I'll back you up, Perry.
All right, Perry. Here's more assault to charge against me.
No.
Now I'm clearing out of this town for keep.
Oh, Matt, come back!
Stop or I'll fire! Will you not? Now you hold my arm. You take that gun.
While Perry West struggled to his feet, Tonto wrestled with Horton for the gun. Matt outside leaped to Perry's horse.
Stop him! He's stealing my horse!
Yes, I'd have stopped him but for this Indian.
Oh, you'd have shot him, Mr. Horton, if that Indian hadn't taken your gun.
Well, it's too late to do anything about Matt. He's gotten away.
Here, me give my gun.
At that moment, a number of men who had heard the recent gunshot came through the front door to investigate.
We're way down the street. What's going on? We heard a shot.
What happened to you, Perry?
Matt Lake knocked me down and stole my horse.
And this redskin took my gun to help Matt escape.
Who are you, redskin? What are you doing in town?
Me look for sheriff.
Looking for the sheriff. A likely story.
What's your business with the sheriff, Indian?
Well, it private. He wait in town till him come back.
After what you did, this town's too small for you.
We ought to ride him out of town and arrest him.
No. We're not doing anything like that. But we're making sure he clears out. Give me a hand, boys.
Come on.
Where's your horse, Injun?
I'll me leave horse at hitch rack in front of sheriff's office.
Take his gun, Luke.
Right.
Now we'll go to the hitch rack.
No, wait. Me go to sheriff's office and wait there. For sheriff.
We'll not even turn. Now grab his other arm, boys.
All right,
we'll escort him across the street.
Me want to see sheriff. Me want to see Matt.
We'll take care of Matt after you're out of town. Now move, Injun, or we'll drag you.
With armed townsmen on both sides, Tonto had no choice. He walked from the cafe to the hitch rail. There he was ordered to mount. Horton took the cartridges from Tonto's gun and said...
Put these cartridges into your pocket, Injun.
Right,
here's your gun. Holster it and don't reload till you're out of town.
Better get yours.
Start riding, Injun. Get out of town and stay out. And you better not try to come back, you shabby.
Me savvy. Get him up, scout.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. We'll be right back. Howell to continue. Tahoe rode hard to the place where he was to meet his masked friend. He dismounted and quickly explained what had happened in town.
Then you didn't deliver the confession and Matt's pardon to the sheriff?
No. Me not see sheriff.
Did you tell Matt about the pardon?
There no chance to tell Matt. Feller named Perry West in cafe. Me not want to let him know about pardon, confession.
Then Matt ran away because he was afraid of being sent back to prison?
Ah.
Well, Tonto, at least we know where Perry West is to be found.
Him live in town. What we do now, Kemosabe?
I'll have to give the documents to the sheriff.
The sheriff out with posse. Him look for Brownie Owen and Sky Menard. Driver say them hold up stage.
Well, that changes our plans, Tonto. Easy, steady, big
fella. Easy, Scout. Easy, fella.
We'll circle town to reach the stage trail.
We go after Brownie Owen, Sky Menard?
Yes. When they're captured, we'll return to town for Perry West. Come on, through there.
Let's come.
Sheriff Lake and the men with him had found the tracks of the two outlaws easy to follow at first. But when they reached rocky, hard-packed ground, the trail disappeared. The posse scattered to spread out the search. The sheriff was still looking for tracks when he was joined by Horton, the owner of the Goldenrod Cafe. After telling the lawman what had happened in town, Horton demanded that the sheriff go after Matt.
We tried to find him, but he was smart enough to cover his tracks. Matt violated his parole, Sheriff. It's your duty to send him back to prison.
Now, hold on, Horton. Matt wasn't even armed.
He didn't need a gun with an armed redskin siding with him. We ran the engine out of town. But Matt's a convict. What's more, he stole Perry's horse to make his getaway.
Horton, if I have to go after Matt, I'll have to give up the search for the crooks who held up the stage.
Oh, the
masked man.
Say, that engine. He's the one who sided with Matt in the fight at my place. His bullets smashed Perry's gun.
Sheriff, I'd hate to smash your gun. Don't touch it.
All right, mister. You have us covered.
I knew that redskin was a troublemaker, but I didn't know he had outlaw pals.
Tonto and I are not outlaws. The fact is, Sheriff, we're also looking for Owens and Menard.
Why do you want them?
They're wanted for the robbery your son paid for.
What?
These two documents are for you. Please read them, Sheriff.
Well, why, it's a confession. And a pardon.
A deathbed confession signed by Duke Macon, one of four men who took part in the bank robbery 5 years ago.
Yeah, Duke Macon names Owens and Menard.
He also names a fourth man who tipped off Owens and Menard and planted the evidence that convicted Matt.
You're right, mister. The critter lives in Big Rock. This proves Matt's innocence. It shows
it's that... a full pardon, Sheriff. Now, do I have to insist that we came here as friends of the law?
I'm convinced, mister. Holster your guns.
Thanks, Sheriff.
Then Matt's free? He's not on parole?
Yeah, Horton. And you wanted me to send him back to prison.
Well, I thought he...
Any man has a right to defend himself when a no-good polecat like Perry West tries to draw on him. Perry wouldn't have had the nerve to go for a gun if Matt had been healed.
But I thought Matt and this Indian...
You thought? Did you think far enough to ask the Indian why he was looking for me?
No, but...
That do no good. Me give papers only to Sheriff.
Now that you've read the document, Sheriff, you understand why Tonto's business was private.
Yeah, now I understand.
Well, maybe I was too hasty. I'm sorry.
You should be sorry. Now, unless you want to help us trail the stage robbers, clear out of here. As soon as I get those two crooks, I'm going back to town and get Perry West.
Perry West?
That's right.
What for?
This confession says he's the one who's in cahoots with Owens and Menard.
What?
He's the man who helped those two rob the bank 5 years ago.
Golly, that's news. I never suspected...
Neither does anyone else in town, yet. Are you going back to Big Rock?
No, sir. I'll stay with you, Sheriff.
And, Sheriff, you may count on Tonto and me.
Thanks, mister. I can use help. The tracks of those two crooks have disappeared.
Here, tracks. You see place where Horseshoe makes scratch and rock?
Where? Oh, you're right.
Crooks go that way.
Doggone, Tonto. With you to cut sign, we'll catch those crooks in no time. Steady, boy. Yes.
Easy, Scout. Easy, fella.
Lead the way. We'll follow you.
Come, Scout. Come
on, Silver.
Meanwhile, Perry West had rented a horse at the livery stable and ridden out of town.
Yeah. Come on, little.
He had been surprised and glad to learn that Brownie and Skye were in the vicinity. He rode to join them. Unlike the lawmen, who were making slow progress following the obscure trail, Perry knew just where to go. He traveled steadily north through most of the afternoon. He didn't suspect that Matt was traveling the same route. Matt rode slowly. His heart was filled with bitterness. The incident in the cafe meant that he must remain a fugitive or return to prison. He was far north of town, riding through the Arrowhead Hills. There were trees and brushwood on both sides of the trail. Presently, through the trees, he saw a cabin and drew rein quickly. To avoid being seen by anyone who might be in the cabin, Matt dismounted and led his horse off the trail and into the brushwood. He planned to go wide around the building, but suddenly he halted and tensed. He heard the hoofbeats of another horse coming over the trail he had just covered. From where he stood, Matt could watch the trail without being seen. Then he saw Perry West.
I wonder if he's been following me.
Perry passed the hiding place, and Matt breathed a sigh of relief. He moved to keep an eye on Janie's brother and was surprised to see him draw rein at the cabin. Curious, Matt decided to investigate. Perry knocked on the door of the cabin.
Hello, Brownie.
What do you want?
Don't you remember me? I'm Perry West.
Oh, you're the kid who worked with us on the bank job in Big Rock.
Who is it, Brownie?
Perry West, Skye. Come on in, Perry.
Hello, Skye.
What are you doing here?
I want to talk to you two.
How'd you know where to find us?
I came here twice when we were planning the robbery 5 years ago. You told me then you used it as a hideout. So when I heard that you'd robbed the stage, I figured you'd head for this place.
You didn't follow our tracks?
I didn't even look for tracks. Did you know you were recognized when you robbed the stage?
We were.
Sheriff and a posse are looking for you.
We were careful to hide our tracks.
Yeah, that holdup was a waste of time. All we got out of it was some jewelry and petty cash.
Too bad.
You know where we could make a cleanup as big as the bank robbery you pulled 5 years ago?
No.
I thought maybe that was why you came here.
I came here because Matt Lake just got back to Big Rock today. He's out in parole.
Matt Lake?
He's the one I framed for the bank robbery. His father's a sheriff in Big Rock.
Oh, now I remember him. What about him?
Well, we framed him once. Maybe we could do it again.
How much cash is in it for Skye and me?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what kind of a robbery you could pull, but there must be some way to get rid of him.
What are you worried about, Perry?
Well, he's hanging around my sister. I've had enough trouble with the sheriff without having his son to worry about. I want him out of the way.
Well, then you get him out of the way.
You'll help me or I'll tell the law what happened. I'll say you made me frame him.
Double cross, huh?
So you'll turn squealer.
No, I didn't mean that. Put your gun away, Brownie.
Think we'd trust you to leave here alive?
You can trust me. I've kept quiet all this time.
Crack him on the head with your gun barrel, Skye.
Right.
Don't come near me. Stay back.
God, Brownie's going for his gun. There you got him.
Someone may have heard that shot. We better clear out of here.
Hey, watch the gunplay, would you? Perry!
Freeze, stranger, you're covered.
I'll close the door, Brownie.
Why, you shot Perry.
That's right. Was he a friend of yours?
No, but
who are you?
What do you care who I am? Hey, you're Brownie Owens.
How do you know?
I saw pictures of you in the warden's office while I was in prison.
So you're a convict. Maybe I can use you.
Not so fast, Brownie. I've seen this gent before.
Yeah, who is he?
His dad's a sheriff in Big Rock.
But he said he'd been in prison.
That's right. He's Matt Lake.
Matt? Which side of the law are you on, Matt?
I'm not on your side of it, Brownie.
I'm giving you a chance to throw in with Skye and me.
No, thanks.
In that case, Matt, we'll have to shoot you.
You're covered, Brownie. Hey,
Brownie, the window.
Mask, Matt.
Drop your guns.
The sheriff and deputies were trapped.
Drop your guns.
Brownie, we're outnumbered.
No use fighting those odds.
You drop gun. That's better.
Dad, how'd you find me?
We were trailing these crooks, son. With Tonto cutting sign, we were able to follow him here. We were sneaking up on the place when we heard the gun blare.
Bash, we ain't got the drop on him at the window while the rest of us rushed the door.
You got here just in time.
Yeah, it looks like we got here too late for Perry. Who shot him?
Brownie admitted to me that he shot Perry. But I don't know what Perry was doing here.
I reckon I can figure out why he was here. Perry's known these crooks for 5 years. He worked with them to frame you on that bank robbery, son.
What?
How'd you know that, Sheriff?
Your pal, Duke Macon, confessed to the robbery before he died. He named you two, as well as Perry.
So the devil crosses squeals.
I'm glad he's dead.
Dead? If these two crooks committed the bank robbery and Perry helped, then I...
You're in the clear, son. The masked man brought your pardon from the governor.
Oh, golly, Dad. That means the law doesn't have a thing on me.
You're free. And if you ask me, the law owes you plenty.
Matty, I know that when the folks in Big Rock hear the truth, they'll break their necks trying to make up for the time you spent in prison.
Gosh, Mr. Horton.
Doggone it, I'm sorry for the way I acted at the cafe.
Oh, forget it. Wait till I tell Janie. I get... Oh, poor Janie. Dad, we'll have to tell her about Perry.
Yeah, she'll feel badly, Matt, but I don't think she'll be surprised. She knew Perry was heading for trouble.
Sheriff, you'll have help taking your prisoners back to Big Rock.
That's right, mister. My deputies and Horton and Matt will help me.
You bet.
Then you'll not need Toto and me. Good luck to you, Matt, and adios.
Thanks, mister.
Adios.
Dad, who is that masked man?
He's a friend of yours, Matt.
I know the engine. He's the one who sided with me in the fight at the cafe, but that masked man...
Why, Matt, that masked man is a Lone Ranger.
A feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated, created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.